Alaska's Democratic Senator-elect Mark Begich spent his first day today walking the halls of Congress. Begich won't be sworn in until next month, but he's visiting Washington for 3 days this week to set up his temporary office, meet his fellow senators, and vie for committee seats. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, Begich paid a visit to the office of Alaska's other senator, Republican Lisa Murkowski.
Begich and Murkowski have worked together over the years because for most of Murkowski's time in Washington, Begich has served as mayor of Alaska's largest city. But Monday's meeting was their first time together since Begich won the Senate seat.
And you know most of these guys.
Hello. Welcome.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Well, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. You've been doing orientation.
Meeting with some of the senators, and then just getting a great tour of the facility and getting the top secret intelligence stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to tell anybody about.
I didn't hear a word.
Begich missed the Senate's official freshman orientation last month since it took 2 weeks after Election Day to determine that Begich edged out Alaska's 40-year incumbent, Senator Ted Stevens. Begich says missing orientation isn't proving to be a problem.
I kind of like that I'm getting individual treatment, and I get all the attention from all these staff people and these senators, which is great.
That may be a good thing.
It's a very good thing. I think it's an opportunity.
Murkowski was a freshman senator herself 6 years ago and said it's a lot to adjust to all at once.
Like drinking out of a fire hose, isn't it?
It's fast.
Begich is spending these 3 days in Washington learning his way around the Capitol and preparing to hit the ground running next month as Alaska's junior senator. He's also talking to Democratic leadership about what committee seats he may get. His wish list includes appropriations, commerce, finance, veterans affairs, armed services, and small business. The Senate has been waiting to see how final races shake out before nailing down assignments. Murkowski says they may know more later this week.
One of the things that I think you'll learn around here, Mark, is lunch is a really important part of the process because at our Tuesday lunches, although this week the Republicans are going to be meeting on Wednesday, we'll probably learn a lot more about the timing and how what we might expect in terms of final resolution on the committee assignments.
Alaskans will have to get used to not having a 40-year veteran of the Senate in Stevens and the power that comes with that seniority. But Begich said he and Murkowski are part of a new wave in Washington, and he noted that Murkowski has experienced a quick rise to a leadership role as she's slated to be the ranking Republican on the Energy Committee.
There's a lot of movement occurring in the Senate, especially in the last 6 years and probably another couple more cycles because of a generational shift. So in one way, we're part of this new phase of change. Senator Murkowski came right at the front end of it, which we're seeing rapidly move as her leadership position has moved very fast in the last 6 years. So I think in a lot of ways, we can create some ground.
Begich says he also sees the advantage to having Alaska senators represent both major parties for the first time in nearly 30 years. On Tuesday, Begich will meet with Republican Congressman Don Young. He'll also headline two fundraisers, which are being billed as a chance to greet the new senator-elect and help him erase his campaign debt. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.